and walk out of the room here. I'm going to stop. But with your permission, I'm going to walk into the room if you want to say hello to me. Thank you.
Besides, it's kind of hard to smell you all from here. I'm going to have to get up real close, bury my nose in your hair, and inhale deeply, like some kind of a psycho freak. I'm the President of the United States. I'm Joseph Robinette Biden II. Got more votes than any candidate for president in the history of the United States of America. Never left his basement. It's good to be a Democrat, huh? You see, the latest on Joe Biden, it's classic stuff. Democrats don't care what you do as long as it's mandatory. We're reaching a strange precipice here in the United States of America where our political leaders are more and more inclined to make things mandatory. From whatever roost, you know, I've been talking to people about this a lot lately. By the way, happy Thursday to you and welcome. 2 days away from the 20th anniversary of the troglodyte attacks of September 11th, 2001. Liberals in Montgomery County, Maryland, are going to be observing the anniversary tomorrow so they don't have to get out of bed early on Saturday because they're, among other things, lazy. But remarkable stuff. The White House has allowed it to leak. President Joseph Robinette Biden is apparently planning on speechifying to the country at 5 p.m. Eastern time this afternoon or this evening. And he'll probably be late because he's usually late for everything because his brain, she's a broke. She's a no good. She was a no good before she's a broke, and now she's a broke. So now she's a no good and she's a broke. And he's planning on speechifying to the country, and they've just allowed it to leak that what he is going to tell us, among other things tonight, is that he is going to make it mandatory that all federal government employees, or as the media calls us now, calls everybody in America, workers. They call everybody workers because we've basically adopted the Soviet lexicon with the advent of the new Democrat Party, kind of like the new Taliban, and the new Taliban and the new Democrat Party. But they've just announced, CNN is excited to announce, there you have the headline, Biden to announce that all federal workers must be vaccinated with no option for testing. But wait, it gets better, because a lot of times they have this like, well, you can get vaccinated or you can show up with a recent test showing that you've tested clean and all that good stuff. But no option for testing. No, sir. You can't be tested. You can't show up with test results saying that you've tested negative. You must be vaccinated. That is millions of federal government employees who the media and others on the left refer to as workers. Now, you might be a neurosurgeon working for the government, and they'll call you a worker. You could be a brain surgeon. You could crack people's skulls and work on their brains, and they'll still call you a worker. And by the way, it doesn't just apply to the millions of federal government employees. They're saying that it also applies to federal government contractors. So you're not a federal government employee, but you work for a company that the federal government hires for anything, for a roofing job, okay? And you must be vaccinated. All employees must be vaccinated. That is a, what is that, another 2.5 million people? Is that what it is? I believe that's right. President will also sign an executive order. Who needs Congress? We don't really need a legislature. Just like during Obama, he's got a pen and a phone. Remember that? And he had a pen and a phone. President Joe Biden will also sign an executive order. CNN is excited to announce because they love dictators. Directing the same standard be extended to employees of contractors who do business with the federal government. The Department of Defense, the Department of Veterans Affairs, Indian Health Services, National Institutes of Health will also complete their previously announced vaccination requirements, which the White House estimates covers 2.5 million workers, not employees, not citizens, not Americans, not taxpayers, not voters, workers because they're basically Bolsheviks, these people. The new announcements move beyond what Biden announced earlier this summer when he required federal workers to be vaccinated but allowed those who opted out to be subject to stringent mitigation measures. White House has said the federal government should act as a model for other businesses in their own vaccine mandates. See, they're pressuring the private sector to mandate because they want everything to be mandatory. Mandatory. And you may remember he was the allegedly Republican governor of California, an immigrant himself from Austria. But he does have a Nazi skeleton in his closet or two in his family. Austria. No, I am from Austria. And Arnold Schwarzenegger, you may remember Arnold Schwarzenegger, recently said that he doesn't really care about your rights, that because he wants you vaccinated, he doesn't care about your rights.
Well, my freedom is being kind of disturbed here.
Disturbed.
No, screw your freedom.
Screw your freedom. Oots, oots. It's always better with a German accent when they send, don't you think? And now, of all people, Howard Stern. Howard Stern has come out and said the same thing, but with more coarse language, so we had to beep what he said. But even Howard Stern, this is kind of crazy, from Arnold Schwarzenegger to a former Republican governor of California. So screw your rights. What about me? You have no rights. My rights supersede your rights. And I have the big Mercedes car outside. I'm going to get my chauffeur to take me to my mansion now. And my, is he still married to that Kennedy girl? They got divorced, I think. Yeah, they got, because, you know, Kennedy's, and it's a lot of hokey-pokey chicanery going on. Howard Stern, of all people, came out, said the same thing, but more coarsely.
When are we going to stop putting up with the idiots in this country and just say, you now, it's mandatory to get vaccinated. F*** them, f*** their freedom. I want my freedom to live.
He wants his freedom to live. He said it, to live. I think he meant to live. He wants his freedom to live. Means that other people must be required to get vaccinated and your freedoms can take a walk. That's a big thing because the left and in this country. Now, I think that the science is that if you're vaccinated, and let's say I'm sitting here in the studio with Michael Piercy, and I'm vaccinated, Michael's vaccinated, but let's say Michael's not vaccinated. What does that mean to me? What does that mean to me? Now, Michael is vaccinated. He can still get the woo. And when he has the woo, he can still infect me. But I'm vaccinated. So I've got a 99.99% chance of being, at least not being hospitalized. I could get sick. But if he's got the vaccination, I can get sick. If he doesn't have the vaccination, I can get sick from Michael. I'm not suggesting you're going to make me sick or anything like that. Either way, but the science is that I can be in a room full of vaccinated people or a room full of unvaccinated people. Who was at the Cleveland Clinic? I was reading about a study yesterday that the Cleveland Clinic conducted. They released the results about 60 days ago, and they had four study groups, and their groups were vaccinated and unvaccinated people. And among the vaccinated, people who had had the virus and people who had not had the virus. And then, of course, on the other side, people who are vaccinated, people who are unvaccinated, who had had the virus, who hadn't had the virus. It turns out that if you have had the virus, that provides at least the same protection, the Cleveland Clinic concluded, than that a vaccine would provide as well, right? So what if I've had the virus? Well, screw that. You got to get the vaccine anyway. And people who have had the virus and get the vaccine can still get the virus and can still communicate it to other people, the Cleveland Clinic says. But none of this is science. But it's all, of course, you know, vulgar language and the F word and the, you know, screw your rights. And what about me, you selfish, greedy California millionaire elitist Arnold Schwarzenegger? And then Howard Stern, you know, who's always been fun. That movie Private Parts is a hoot. And he's a funny guy. He's a smart guy. But I'm going to have to disagree with him and tell him that he should maybe research some of the science on this. But that's but more importantly, don't tell me that you are here to take my rights away. I don't think of Howard Stern as being a lefty in the traditional sense, certainly. But let me just say the left is coming for your rights. And in fact, at the Chris Plant store online, since this came up, at Chris Plant store, we have the left is coming for your rights shirts and coffee mugs and things like that, because it should be known the left is coming for your rights.
Screw your freedom.
They are the American Taliban. And yesterday, while complaining about the Taliban, they were tearing down statues of our history, of the Democrat Party's history, Robert E. Lee in Richmond, Virginia, on Monument Avenue. And they were attacking Larry Elder in racist attacks. They were attacking him because he's an apostate. He's black, and the Democrats believe that all black people should stay on the Democrat Party plantation, which you may remember the Union Army, led by a Republican president, took away from them, the Democrat Party plantations. 12 Oaks and, you know, Ashley Wilkes and all that stuff. Fiddledy-dee. I'll worry about that tomorrow. But that's your Democrat Party. Yes, they are. Also on MSDNC this morning, they were talking about people that don't get the vaccine. And they're apparently not fond of people that don't get the vaccine. On CNN, they think everybody, if you don't agree with them, you're a criminal. You should have charges. You should lose your job. The federal government should take action against you. They should make it mandatory. It's medical treatment, and they should make it mandatory. And then, Jimmy Kimmel. But this morning on Morning Joke, this was their treatment of people that apparently they all have their vaccines.
The Delta variant has raised the price of stupid. As the price of stupid has gone up, the cost of stupid, the stupid politics, the endurance of the stupidity of the stupid caucus, stupid rode the stupid wave.
The cost of stupid, despite all the stupid from these stupid.
We have to be smart. We have to stop being stupid.
Speaking of being stupid, I went to Princeton. I don't know if you know that.
Yeah, that was Sig Heilman at the beginning, and then Joe Scarborough with his semi-inflatable flotation device of a third wife who has a mind meld with the people of North Korea. And he went to University of Alabama and not to any Ivy League institution. Larry Elder did go to Ivy League, an Ivy League institution, and they were throwing things at him and calling him racial slurs yesterday while the woman dressed with a gorilla mask was throwing things at him. But that's okay. And then we have also Jimmy Kimmel. Jimmy Kimmel. And so this is a Democrat. Everybody's stupid. You're stupid and stupid. They have the brains of children. They honestly do. And they're not Americans in any traditional sense of the term. But here's Jimmy Kimmel. He's got a nationally televised show, which is regularly beaten in the ratings by Greg Gutfeld on Fox News, which is an interesting turn of events. And here's Jimmy Kimmel saying that if people don't agree with the Democrat Party's mandates, that they should be denied access to health care, to medical services in the United States of America.
The number of new cases is up more than 300% from a year ago. Dr. Fauci said that if hospitals get any more overcrowded, they're going to have to make some very tough choices about who gets an ICU bed. That choice doesn't seem so tough to me. Vaccinated person having a heart attack? Yes, come right on in. We'll take care of you. Unvaccinated guy who gobbled horse goo? Rest in peace, Wheezy.
And the crowd loves it. The crowd goes wild. The crowd cheers. The Democrats love death more than we love life. They're very angry with Texas for that pro-life bill because they really are kind of the American Taliban. They're tearing down statues, the Taliban, destroying history, Taliban. It's the Democrat Party's history, by the way, the Confederacy. So that's why they want to erase it, because they want to erase all vestiges of their own deeds. And then, of course, attacking racist attacks on Larry Elder. We're going to get to that in California with the white woman, presumably white woman, violent and criminally insane woman, throwing an egg at this good and decent man, and just amazing stuff. I'm telling you, today's Democrat Party. My dear departed mother was a Democrat. She would have nothing to do with these psychotics, this violent mob in the streets, these mandators. And when I say man daters, I mean, it could be women daters, too. Hey, you ever looked at your credit card statement, been shocked by the number and the little window there with the interest rate? If you haven't looked at it lately, you should take a look. It's like Jimmy Carter days, that number in there. Do you know you could actually roll all of your credit card debt into one monthly payment at a lower fixed rate and save yourself money? You know, listen up, because you hang with me, you're going to know this. Lower your interest rate and save money with a credit card consolidation loan from LightStream. With LightStream, their rates start at 5.93% APR with auto pay and your excellent credit. Plus, the rate is fixed, so it'll never go up over the life of the loan. LightStream believes that people like you with good credit deserve a better loan experience, and that's exactly what LightStream delivers. Now, just for my listeners, that's you. Apply right now, get a special interest rate discount, save even more of your hard-earned money. The only way to get this discount is to go to lightstream.com/plant. That's LightStream.com/PLANTE. Subject to your good credit approval, rates range from 5.93% APR to 19.99% APR and include a 0.5% auto pay discount. Lowest rate requires your excellent credit. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/plant for more information. Yes. They're the party of science and all that other good stuff. We're at 888-630-9625.
Their freedom.
There's only one Chris Plant. The Chris Plant Show.
Named one of the best personal finance podcasts, The Stacking Benjamin Show with Joe and his friends makes financial literacy fun.
Work hard and save your money. That way, when you're old like me, you can buy the things that only young people can enjoy.
Squirrel watching.
You heard it here first. Get yourself a squirrel cam. Spend $30 a month on nuts, and you'll be at early retirement before you know it.
No, Piggy, this is the road to a podcast nobody listens to.
Find out more by searching The Stacking Benjamins podcast wherever you listen.
By the way, Montgomery County will be commemorating the 20th anniversary of the September 11, 2001 attacks tomorrow on September 10th. The bipartisan congressional remembrance of September 11th will be on Monday on the 13th. And also my friend Tim pointed out, yeah, the Schwarzenegger wedding collapsed to that Kennedy girl because he impregnated the maid. Remember that? That usually puts a damper on, marital romance. Let's go to Aaron calling from Joplin, Missouri. Aaron, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Hey, Chris. I was just commenting on your Biden's going to make it mandatory for all federal employees. But wasn't it just a week or two ago the press secretary said that the White House staff wasn't even required to be vaccinated?
Well, they're very special. They're very sophisticated, and that makes them different than the rest of us. But you're right. You're absolutely right, Aaron, that they said that the White House staff does not have to be vaccinated. I don't know if that changes now or not because they're still very special. But if you choose not to be vaccinated as a member of the White House staff, then you have to submit to routine testing. That was the trade-off there.
Yeah. I was waiting for a journalist to have a follow-up question, but I guess they were too busy being on their knees licking her boots to ask a real question.
That was put about as politely as I think any American should put that. Yeah, Charlie Kirk pointed out that they're not required to get vaccines, and factcheck.org said, no, that's misleading. Of course, they're not required to get vaccines, but then they have to be tested. That's factcheck.org. They're not legit.
This is the Chris Plant Show.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone senior writer Brian Hyatt.
Now here is my conversation with Jacob Knoll. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you're only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band, and they must think this kid must have just handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.
These fake fact checkers. I've been fact checking the fact checkers for as long as I've been doing radio, and even before, but nobody listened then. Charlie Kirk, you know Charlie Kirk, great American. He pointed out that the White House, they quoted him. Quoting Charlie Kirk, he said, "White House staff is not required to be vaccinated," end quote. And factcheck.org. Angela Alchira or something, fact-checking Charlie Kirk says, well, baselessly questioning if undisclosed concerns about the vaccines are at play. No, and then that's not true. It's absolutely true what Charlie Kirk said. They're not required to get vaccinated. But if they're not vaccinated, they submit to routine testing. Now, will that continue to be the standard for White House staff, or will they continue to be exempted? You think that'll come up at the White House briefing today? Only if Peter Doocy or another Fox News reporter asks the question, because the rest won't ask the question. Amazing. By the way, the CDC also quietly changed on their website the definitions of the words vaccine and vaccination. If you went to their website just a couple of weeks ago, it said vaccine, a product that stimulates a person's immune system to produce immunity to a specific disease, protecting the person from that disease, right? And if you go to it now, under vaccine, it says a preparation that is used to stimulate the body's immune response against diseases. Well, that's not the same thing at all. So the CDC under Joe Biden just changed the definition of the word, okay? And that's okay, and the New York Times is all right with that. The word vaccination said, the act of introducing a vaccine into the body to produce immunity to a specific disease. Produce immunity, see? Now they changed the word vaccination, the definition on the CDC website, to the act of introducing a vaccine into the body to produce protection from a specific disease. See, produce protection, not to produce immunity. We've always known what vaccines are for and what it produces immunity and all of that good stuff. But now they've changed the definitions of the words. Terminological inexactitude is a tool that they use to manipulate conversations, public debates. And then they can refer the New York Times with a wink and a nod and a little rub, a little pat on the something or other. They can refer them to the CDC website. And then the New York Times will say, no, vaccination doesn't produce immunity. It produces protection. So you're going to need a booster shot. See how that goes? Isn't that amazing? That's your Weasley government. What a bunch of weasels. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. All right, we do want to, let's go to the telephones, and let's go to Kevin calling from Northeast Texas. No more specific than that, just Northeast Texas. Kevin, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Hey, Chris, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks, Kevin.
I just wanted to mention something that no one seems to be talking about,
uh-huh.
and that's the fact that Larry Elder has the potential to win the governorship of California, and he would be the first black governor of California, but that's not being broadcast anywhere.
Well, you know, he's an apostate. The Democrats showed up yesterday and violently attacked his entourage and attempted to pelt him with at least one egg. And an apparently white woman, hard to tell because she was wearing a full head gorilla mask while hurling verbal insults at Larry Elder as he was touring a homeless because of the giant skyrocketing homeless population in California. He's attempting to draw attention to the homeless situation there. When lefties showed up and hurled racial slurs at him, at least two people, physically assaulted one of his security people. The white woman with the gorilla mask on, not racist, you know, because they're Democrats, and the gorilla mask, full head mask, has a hot pink hair on the head because they're mentally ill, most of them, and violently criminally insane. It's today's Democrat Party, and they're racist. But, of course, you're right. The Republican nominee would be Larry Elder and the first African-American to hold the governor's position, the mansion, in California history. But the news media is not for Larry. Have you noticed this? That the news media, Kevin, is anti-Larry Elder. What do you think that is? What's with that?
Well, the whole thing is the issue you mentioned with the lady in the pink hat, that wasn't even widely broadcast either. I mean, it just doesn't make any sense at all.
You're 100% right, of course. You're 100%
clown world.
Right. Yeah, well, it is bizarre world. And this is the left, man. You know, this is the left. The real left is here, the international left. And they've taken over institutions while we weren't looking, like the educational system and the teachers' unions. And we learned yesterday that it was the teachers' unions that dictated to the CDC, the Centers for Disease Control, the policies would be. If you're vaccinated, you don't have to wear a mask. And the teachers' unions came in and vetoed that because they give millions and millions of dollars to the Democrats every year. And you may recall that Joe Biden was inaugurated on January 20th. On January 21st, the heads of the two major teachers' unions in the United States were at the White House, touring the White House with not a doctor, Jill Biden, who is, as Joe Biden was saying yesterday, a union member, and all of this. Lunch bucket Joe. Unbelievable. Listen, it is just amazing stuff. Kevin, thank you for the call from beautiful Northwest Texas. Northeast Texas. And that's right. Let's get to this Larry Elder stuff since Kevin just brought it up from Texas. Let's go to the events of yesterday. Larry Elder, who is African-American, is the Republican front runner for the governor's race in California. And Larry Elder is a fascinating guy. The Washington Post has a piece on him today. It's on page 10, I think, because they don't like him. And they're pushing for the Democrat there, that the guy with the teeth. Elder is Newsom's biggest challenger and likely savior. That's the headline. California recall frontrunner fueled by controversy. No, he's not, except the media is ginning it up because they're Democrat front groups. As he targets liberal views, well, he targets failing economic conditions, homelessness, crime, defunding police. And by the way, buried in the, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, fifth column is Larry Elder graduated from Crenshaw High School. Featured in Boys in the Hood, he reminds voters he earned degrees from Brown University, which is an Ivy League school, and the University of Michigan, where he got his law degree. In 1994, he took over a four-hour drive time block on Los Angeles's ABC radio affiliate. Now, that's the way they frame him. He is a talk show host. He's a lawyer. He's an Ivy League college grad. And Michigan, which is, you know, fine, too, and University of Michigan, where he got his law degree, but Brown University for his bachelor's degree. and he's an accomplished individual. But the news media, they like to disparage him and dismiss him because they're racists. They're the party of the Klan and Jim Crow. They're Democrats. So here is the audio of the events that transpired yesterday in Venice, California, when Larry Elder, an African-American man, and his entourage were literally violently assaulted. One of his security guys, who's in his 60s, well into his 60s, was punched in the face by this white woman wearing a gorilla mask, which is a racist assault on Larry Elder, who's African-American. And then a crazy skinhead white guy punched and was hurling racial slurs and punched his security guy as well. Nobody was shot for the first time in Los Angeles when somebody was punched. Remarkable stuff. So here's the audio of the events as they transpired. Larry Elder walking down the street. He has a phalanx of staffers and security people.
Don't touch me again.
And that's the woman with the gorilla mask. And the slurs and F words and MF. And these are the Democrats showing up at the black man's tour. Larry Elder tours homeless encampment in Venice, California, but leaves due to angry crowd, is the headline on ABC7 in Los Angeles, but leaves due to angry crowd. What about the racist attacks? What about the physical assaults? What about the things being hurled at him, at least one egg? Larry Elder had to cut his campaign event short in Venice after he encountered an angry crowd and had an egg thrown at him.
And running for governor. For what? He has 1 year to do if he even wins. He can't do
Here's a black
He wouldn't
Democrat.
Be able to get nothing done, so why is he running? Democrats control everything. He couldn't get nothing done.
Uh-huh. There we go. And he said he referred to, he doesn't even represent our people. I don't know if he's talking about Democrats or black people. He's a black guy. But he was crazy and on the brink of violence. There was violence taking place with one of his security people being punched at least twice by two different people, plus the hurling of the egg, plus the racial slurs, plus the vulgarities. And the news media, of course, downplayed the heck out of it. Elder spent the morning in the Fairfax district voting before boarding his new campaign bus to take him to Venice. Now, where's all the talk of the, where are the racial slurs? Where's the mention of the woman wearing the gorilla mask at the black man's political event? Where's all that? That's nothing. Candace Owens is a conservative woman. She's African-American. And she was on last night on the Sean Hannity, I think, program on the Fox News Channel. And they watched the video there, and Candace Owens commented.
Absolutely infuriating. I know Larry Elder. He's a friend. He's a mentor. He's on the board of the Blexit Foundation, which is my foundation. And let me say, tell you something right now. If this was on the other side, if a white woman wearing a monkey mask threw an egg at a black Democratic candidate, this would be wall-to-wall coverage. And actually, this might actually constitute a hate crime in Los Angeles. We need to find out exactly who this woman is. She needs to be arrested, and she should be, charges need to be brought, because this is absolutely criminal and disgusting, and it might be racist. I'm unsure why she was wearing the monkey mask. I have no idea why she was wearing it, but I'd like to see more information about that.
Yeah, and again, there's a physical assault, and there. And I mean, do we have police anywhere anymore? Do we? You know, it's not a slam on the police, but when the Democrats run cities, it's just anarchy. It's lawlessness. The Taliban makes sense to these people, and law enforcement in America doesn't make sense to them. CNN this morning touched on this story, not for long, and they never mentioned a couple of key elements.
Right-wing talk show host Larry Elder is leading the Republicans in this race to replace Newsom, if in fact he's recalled. He's been laying the groundwork to challenge the results with baseless claims of election shenanigans, to use his words. And on Wednesday, Elder narrowly missed getting egged by an angry crowd near a homeless encampment in LA's Venice neighborhood. This as other high-profile Democrats are coming to Governor Newsom's defense.
right-wing radio talk show host, Ivy League graduate, attorney, University of Michigan, and an accomplished and established man, but he's dismissed. And wait a minute, where's the gorilla mask and the racist woman and the racial slurs and the F-bombs and the MF-bombs and the where's the video of the egg flying by him? And where's, no, this is just kind of, oh, right-wing radio host, dismissively racist anchor at CNN racist network, and narrowly missed it by an angry crowd. But where's the gorilla mask woman? Where's that? Oh, no, it's not racist because they're Democrats and because he's an apostate. He's black. He's supposed to stay on the Democrat Party plantation. CNN last night in the 7 p.m. hour, they had Kyung La talking about the Larry Elder incident.
Certain voters, they love him. The GOP base draws out a lot of passion. That's what makes him so potent a contender. But he also draws out some hatred, and we really saw that play out today. He was at a campaign stop, a scheduled stop in Venice, California. He was going to tour homeless encampments, and he was greeted by some angry people there, including a protester wearing a gorilla mask with pink hair who threw an egg at him. It narrowly missed Elder.
Where the left wing, because he's a right wing radio talk show host, but the left wing gorilla mask wearing. And where are the assaults, the two violent assaults? There are punches thrown by the gorilla mask woman and by a skinhead white guy. And all of that is written out of the story when you watch it on CNN. And that's pretty much the extent of their coverage. That's it. It's kind of done for a laugh at CNN. Ha ha, ha ha, gorilla mask, the egg. And they only mentioned it that one time. And the egg just missed. That's your media. That's our media. That's America's media. What a tragedy that is. You know, everybody's dream is different, isn't it? You can build wealth for what matters to you and your family with GetInvestmentAdvice.com. Whether you want to buy your dream home, maybe give your child a great education, save for retirement, good idea, grow your net worth, become your own boss, take the vacation of a lifetime, GetInvestmentAdvice.com works hard to help you reach your goals. Their innovative investment and financial solutions can help you manage your money, build a better future for yourself and your family. Opening an account with GetInvestmentAdvice.com's world-class automated online system is as easy as 1, 2, 3. Start with as little money or as much money as you'd like. Get personalized long-term investment advice that uses globally diversified tax-efficient portfolios. Make your goals a reality. Don't wait. Secure your family's financial future today. Visit GetInvestmentAdvice.com to get started. That's GetInvestmentAdvice.com, a smarter way to invest. Paid for by IP Financial Advisory Services, LLC. Yeah, it's different being a black conservative because the media is part of the hate machine, part of the smear machine. It's good to be a Democrat, because they smooth this stuff over for you and for the violent mobs that you send in the streets. Yeah, they're planning on attacking Brett Kavanaugh's house soon. And some of them are so fat, they're going to have to be rolled there. That's something, isn't it? Kind of weird. And use inclusive language, because men and boys can get pregnant and have babies too. So says the Democrat Party.
He also draws out some hatred, and we really saw that play out today.
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
You met Lala Kent on Vanderpump Rules. Now Lala and her friends share everything on Give Them Lala.
I'm expecting my second child. Which is very, very amazing to say.
Congratulations.
Feels
We're
that
all
way.
With child.
You can say she's pregnant, she's knocked up, anything except with child.
Oh, I love with child. I'm going to be saying it all the time. Yep. Excuse
yes,
me.
Yes, yes.
6 feet, I'm with child.
Watch what Lala is talking about on YouTube or search for Give Them Lala wherever you listen.
that we're going to get to. It looks like a flight has taken off from Kabul Airport after Taliban cleared it. That does not address the flights on the ground in Mazar-e-Sharif, but CNN is celebrating on behalf of the Biden White House. I'm going to get into that shortly. The Secretary of State flip-flopped yesterday because he's a clown, and that's what clowns do. But right now, let's go to the telephones. Let's go to Hayward, calling from Macon, Georgia. Hayward, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Hey, good morning, Chris.
Hey,
nice,
how are you?
To talk to you.
You're skipping out a little bit. Skipping out a little bit.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now.
Okay. Well, just two things. I'll be brief. It really pissed me off when I saw those people punching that elderly guy.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, over there in L.A.
The Larry Elder event.
And yes, sir. And the one bald-headed guy that was talking like this or whatever, I really would like to have a couple rounds with him. But I'm from Georgia, and I know people that personally know Herschel Walker.
Uh-huh.
That one of them taught him, one of them was a coach. And that bull would not fly in Georgia if Herschel Walker was to go walking down the road.
Yeah, well, California, and I was wondering where law enforcement was. Yeah, two assaults. The white guy with the shaved head, who was obviously a psychopath, and the woman with the gorilla mask, who's obviously a racist. No problem, not news.